We're back. You know, again, insane honor to sit in for Paul W. And a great honor to speak to our next guest, Jeffrey Cohen, who is living in Israel with his family. And I, from, you know, all perspective, I've been watching the news like a hawk, been understanding what's happening in the Middle East. But I haven't seen too many civilians that have been interviewed. And it's, you know, here we have it right now on Paul W.'s show. We have one of the family, you know, the fathers that is raising his family over there, Jeffrey Cohen, who does a lot of work here in the States, resident here in the States as well, but lives primarily in Israel. Jeffrey, you with us, my friend?
I am. It's a pleasure to be on with you and an honor. Thank you for having me.
The honor is ours. The honor is ours. So, you know, what time is it over there right now?
Currently it is 6:20 p.m.
Have you had any sirens today?
Yeah, I had a couple today. Actually, earlier this morning, there was about a one-hour period where the Tel Aviv area had three sirens within an hour. And so, you know, there are people, again, I'm lucky enough to have a safe room inside my apartment. But for those that are not as lucky, not as fortunate, and they're going up and down three, four, five flights of stairs, running back and forth. And, you know, you get out, you wait about 10 minutes, you get out, and then 5-10 minutes later, there's another one. And you're going right back.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your family. Married, wife, children, what's the family unit?
So I'm married. I have three kids. I have twin 13-year-old boys, and I have a 6-year-old girl.
Wow.
So it's, I got a little bit of all sides. My boys have, you know, we spoke about in the past about how it feels a little bit like COVID. My boys, COVID in March 2020, they were in first grade. And, you know, a lot of people with kids this age, the kids in Israel have really only had one quote unquote normal year of school since in their entire first, they're now in seventh grade. And, you know, the first couple of years were COVID, in and out, Zoom classes. And then in fifth grade, we're now going on 2.5 years since October 7th, when the war really started. And they've been, you know, on Zoom, then they went back. And then last summer we had the 12-day war with Iran. They were back out of school on Zoom. And now again, you know, school shut down, trying to keep the kids sane. All the kids are home. It's been interesting.
Right. You know, one of the things about this war, this conflict that's going on, and I'm not sure if everyone understands that Israel is, you know, like the United States in the sense that it's a melting pot. You may live amongst, you know, all different sects of life. And, you know, the fact of the matter, we were talking earlier about, you know, your relationship with citizens, both Iranians and Muslims all around. This is, you know, you guys love each other, I understand, but this has got to be dysfunctional for everything. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to live in Israel. This is about a regime that's ugly to its own people. But tell us a little bit about, you know, what's happening there. What's happening with relationships? How your relationships are? Are they tense? Are they not tense? Things of that sort.
So Israelis in general are some of the most resilient people out there. And some of the nicest people out there. In times like this, you know, I could sit here for hours telling you all the stories of the kindness and the charity that goes on across, as you said, across all sects. I mean, when it comes to Israelis, we're talking Jews, Arabic, Druze, Christians, you know, and unfortunately, not a lot of people realize that, you know, we're talking about 10 million people that come from all faiths and religions. All different areas, as you said, it's a melting pot. And even the Iranians, the Iranians and Israelis really love each other. We would love nothing more than peace and being able to work together. We've seen what peace in the Middle East can do with, you know, you look at the Abraham Accords and UAE and Israel and what has happened since that came about. It's a game changer. And that's really the hope, is what can be in the future. When we come out of this. But Israelis, again, you know, it's we're all one, we're all united. We all want to help. And it doesn't matter who you are and who your neighbor is. One small story, just to give an example of what you see, and again, this is just one of a million stories, is, you know, as we talked about with the shelters, and I think you mentioned it earlier, that there are people that if you have a building, an older building prior to the 90s, there's a good chance you have to go to a public shelter. And whether that's downstairs in the basement of a building, or you may have to go across the street next door, et cetera. And you have, you know, a 30-something able-bodied guy who, you know, his neighbor, three, four flights up, is an elderly woman who's not mobile. And he makes sure that every single time there's a siren, and we're talking could be five, six times a day, is making sure that she gets out with him, takes her down, takes her to the shelter. If he's not around, he'll make sure a different neighbor is available to do it. And this is just one of many stories that you'll see in Israel, of everything that's going on in this country. It's beautiful to see. It's not easy, obviously, but you know, people coming together is amazing.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the fact of the matter, there's going to be amazing stories, beautiful stories that probably won't be told for a long time to come, but you know, they're definitely rich with, you know, we have to get those stories out there of the kindness of different, you know, doesn't matter what religion you come from, but you lend out a hand to make sure people are safe. Tell me, you know, you have had bombs, missiles, I should say. I understand sometimes just blocks away. That's got to be, you know, at sometimes, you know, you have to have a pit in your stomach, right? You know, how close is this coming? How is the sound of, you know, bombs and screaming and things of that sort? It's got to have some effect that plays on the family cord, right?
No question. And you know, especially the younger kids, like the, you know, again, my 6-year-old daughter, she took a lot tougher. Having older teenage boys, they're already, unfortunately, in a sense, it's like, you know, to say they're used to it. Because again, while the Iranian war now started almost a month ago, going back to October 7th, we had missiles coming from Hamas, we've had from Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen. You know, we would get wake-up calls at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, where it became a running joke that, like, hey, you know, we'll see you at 4 a.m. You know, we'll get the call. But it's tough. It became a part of life. But you know, the worst strike, and just to give a picture of what it, you know, these missiles, as you said, you thought, say bombs, and then you change it to missiles, is these are, somebody explained it as buses falling out of the sky with 1-ton warheads on them. Unfortunately, the worst strike of this war actually happened about 10 to 15 minutes from my house. 9 people were murdered in the strike. It
Wow.
destroyed an entire city block. When these, we are lucky enough to have great defense systems. But even those, you hear it. When we go in the safe room, when you're in the shelter, so you're in reinforced concrete, steel doors, a steel, you know, sliding, essentially a door blocking the window, and the house shakes. And this is when they're, you know, intercepting these missiles in the sky.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little lower, sometimes a little higher, but your building shakes, your room shakes.
Well,
It's
listen, my
loud.
friend,
And
it's an epic story for you and your family. My prayers, thoughts with you. We love you. Keep the faith and keep your chin up and keep your family safe. We'll
thank
talk
you.
soon, my friend. Be well.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for having me on.
Yep. We'll be right back just after this.